Want to thank Mayor Anthony Ranella for joining us. New Marion Mayor. First off, morning. It's good to see you again. One thing.
Good morning.
I was bragging about you the other day. I said, Anthony Ranella. You know, you're going to do an interview with him on Monday. I said, man, that's awesome. He and I used to do a lot of stuff about fireworks. We used to do that stuff when you're with the fire department,
that's
right?
That's right. That's 9 years ago.
Yeah.
I've been out that long.
Been a long time.
Because
when
it has.
You look at what you're doing. You look at what you have done, all right? Fire department chief, city council, and now mayor. It seems like you have been in a lot of positions that would help you from the prospective mayor understand somebody else's position. If you're in fire department, I think that opens the door for an understanding of the police department. You've had to work the budgets. You were ready.
Absolutely, and it has. You know, I think one of the big things that helped me the most was becoming fire chief and then having to run a department, run a budget, keep under budget, and expend monies in the best way for not only the department but for the taxpayers themselves.
And at the same time, develop a racial relationship with city council members. You kind of have an idea how everything works. I know one guy says, well, it was my birthday, and he says, what are you upset about? He says, you're a year older. You know how everything works now. And I would think that is a prime example, especially when you've had the same mayor as long as Marion, that you need somebody who knows how it works.
Well, yes. And one of the best things to do is just sit back and watch him. But one of the biggest things was when I was able to become a finance commissioner, and then I had the grasp on the finances of the cities and the bonds and things like that, you know, people don't even have an idea that exist within the city. It's pretty consuming in that regard. But in the same light, it gives you a good idea and a good light on the city itself and how it's operated.
What do you think the lifeblood of Marion is? If I go to Carbondale, right, I think the lifeblood, SIU and SIH, right? What's the lifeblood of Marion?
Well, I think a couple things. The people, I would call it a retail mecca. If you look at our sales tax revenues compared to Carbondale, Mount Vernon, even up in the metro area, I mean, they're pretty fascinating. So, I mean, there's several different things, but those are two things that stick out to me.
It's interesting because when you think about this as an economic area, look at who is your front and back porch. Harrisburg and southeastern Illinois, all right? They're your clients. They're your customers.
Absolutely.
And the size of Harrisburg, last time I was looking at the research of how Marion grows in a single day from the people who all come there to work, it's like doubles. I mean, it's really kind of surprising when you think about it. You've got 57 rolling through. That brings its own problems and benefits as well. But it's interesting that your takeaway was economy, shopping. I mean, that's really, and you've got ISIN, you've got the hospital, so you've got some money coming in from outside of the area. Of course, that benefits the region. But how do you keep Marion in a high morale when you see the state kind of is? Isn't that kind of like a job, too, that you've got as mayor, is understanding that we live in the state of Illinois, morale is not all it could be?
Well, you know, that's one of the funny things about it. You know, when the rest of the state was down, when the rest of the country was down economically, Marion was growing. We continue to grow. Our sales tax revenue has doubled in the last 10 years. So you're right, 57 throughout 13, over 30,000 cars go through the intersection of Halfway Road and Route 13 in a day. About 36,000 travel past Marion north and south on the interstate. So location is obviously pretty important to what, you know, Marion is, and we've taken advantage of that. You look at our developers and what they've did in developing the hill, and a lot of that goes back to our use of TIF districts. They have been vitally important to the success of Marion and using them in the right manner that they should be.
It's interesting because I've had other mayors that have contacted me or maybe even done interviews on this station and said, we want to do what Mayor Butler did with TIFs for our town. Seeing that as a way to bootstrap yourself up, I think, for lack of a better word.
Well, yeah, they've been the impetus of our growth. I mean, it's helped us a lot, and now we're using those monies for capital projects, reinvesting it back into the city for the growth and the future of the city. They've been good for Marion.
Every single town in Southern Illinois, I think, is worried about crime right now. I know I am.
Yeah.
Because we can say, oh, we're going to sit on the porch and be two old fellas. Oh, remember back the good old days. That's not what we're doing here. We're talking about people, you know, in violence on a pretty regular basis now, it seems.
It's scary. Here I'm sitting in my office Thursday, and my safety director comes in and says, hey, just had a drive-by shooting on Bentley Street. Bentley Street? No joke. You know, mainstream neighborhood of Marion?
Right.
You know, really? But then, you know, the next day, Heron.
The day after, yeah. 3 days after that, Harrisburg.
Yeah.
The Saturday after, Carbondale.
That's a daily occurrence over there.
Right?
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotten to the point where we're literally looking every day, you know, about shots fired. And we probably would have seen the same this weekend had it been better weather.
Yeah.
But it was pretty cold. I remarked last week about this time that, you know, what did yesterday have? It was 56 degrees, and we were, you know, suddenly everybody was decided it was time for gunplay. Yeah. Do you have a personal kind of code, mission statement for yourself that you kind of hold to on your principles when it comes to making decisions and leading the city council?
Well, I've been there 9 years. I like to research, make informative decisions, but then a lot of times you just gotta, you know, let your heart lead you and go from there. And hopefully you're right. Sometimes you're going to be wrong. You just move along and do what you think's best in the best interest of the people.
It's interesting that, you know, when you think about it, how many people count on you too. That's the kind of part, that's the stuff that right there that intimidates the heck out of me.
Well, you're just not talking about the 18,000 residents of Marion. You're talking about everybody that comes into Marion on a daily basis, which at any one time may run that population up to 35, 40 plus thousand. Yeah, you're just not, you know, that's a lot to take into consideration.
It really is.
And that's what, you know, we work for in our departments, to be prepared. I'm a proactive guy. I'd rather be proactive than reactive.
You think that came from your years of being a fireman?
I think it may have had a little bit of something to do with it. Yeah.
I think you do too.
Absolutely.
Because you find out what not being prepared, what its ramifications are. I mean, when a house is burned to the ground and you see how it could have been stopped, I think if you're watching, you learn.
Yeah. I was one of the first ones. I was the first one with an ambulance to Shawnee Village in 82 in the tornado. It wasn't even organized chaos. It was chaos. Got through that. 10 years later, we had one come through the high school. It was a different day. We had learned. We had prepared. And it went off like clockwork, what we had to do.
All right. Actually, Mayor Butler talked to me about that one in 82, and that there came a point where he said, everybody stop, I'm in charge.
That's right.
To be able to get things moving forward.
Yep.
Everybody, too many cooks in the kitchen, I guess, would be the proverb. So, first week on the job, anything big planned for the first week? Or because it's not like you don't know where the bathroom is, right? And you've already spent some time as interim mayor, and I think that was probably good for you.
Right.
That interim time before you actually became mayor, and then with Mayor Butler at ready disposal to say, I'm going to, like, what's this?
Yeah.
Because there's probably a lot of what's this.
Yeah, there is. It, and
steep
it's,
learning curve.
There is, and it's, you know, it's something, I'm, you know, you're going to learn every day. You got to be there for the people. I'm going to be there for the people. I'm a full-time mayor. I'm available 24/7, and I'm going to learn. We're going to be progressive. I want people to know where Marion, Illinois is. My theme is we're going to market Marion.
I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you.
733, Anthony Ranella, first new mayor on the job in what, 54 years?
54 years and 9 months. Yeah.
There's a lot of people, you realize that have never known any mayor besides Butler.
The only reason I knew the other mayor was because he lived on the next block away from me. So
once upon a time.
Once upon a time.